Get Wired, and you're listening to M7K. You're listening to Wired.
Hey, you're listening to episode number one of the podcast Wired. Welcome. This is the first podcast mainly about tech, and basically I want to introduce the show first before I get going. The times will be varied. I'm not sure when there will be a schedule, but I will try to be doing these podcasts about every week, and so that's how this should work out. Every podcast every week about technology news, any help that I could deliver, offer, anything like that. So first point that I wanted to cover today in today's podcast was Bill Gates leaving Microsoft. I know this isn't really up to date, but I'm gonna pull up the article here, and those who are on my Ustream page, I can give out the link to that. One second. But yeah, leaving Microsoft, that I was really surprised about hearing this or seeing this. I actually listened to a recording that had, you know, had him talking about him leaving and start doing charity work. Like I said, I know this isn't really up-to-date news. It's been out there for a little bit, but you know, I just thought I'd share this with the people that maybe haven't known, or just to get people's opinion on what's going on here. This is really groundbreaking stuff here. At first I really didn't know what to say here. I have an article here from news.softpedia.com. It says Bill Gates leaves Microsoft. The world's richest man is very passionate about his failing, I can't even pronounce that word, and slowly retired from the company. Yesterday, after the stock market closed, Bill Gates, Microsoft's co-founder and president, announced that he will step down from his position at Microsoft to focus on his, there's that word I can't pronounce again, pretty much what they're saying is that he's going to be working at the Bill Gates Foundation. It's a charity that he has. It's kind of upsetting that he's going to be leaving, but it says that he's going to be, you know, returning to the workforce about a week just to check in on people. But that's basically the top key thing that I wanted to point out here. This is Bill Gates leaving Microsoft. Pretty, you know, shocking, to say the least. If you ask my opinion, Bill Gates is actually really a great guy. He's got a nice personality. I've seen some interviews with him. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have. But you know, he seems like a really great guy. And to leave Microsoft is a little, you know, it's a big step for him to do that. But you know, you can check out this article at news.softpedia.com/news/BillGatesLeavesMicrosoft-26738.shtml, or you can just simply Google it. That's what I did. Bill Gates leaves Microsoft. Speaking of Google, Google has released not too long ago, a few days ago, Google Chrome. It's actually their own internet browser. I'm using it right now, Google Chrome. It's gotta be one of the fastest browsers I've ever used. It's amazing how fast it is. It's what I'm interpreting, it's on the it's based off of the, I believe it's the WebKit from Apple. So, you know, Safari and Apple, you know, they have fast internet browsers. But Google has its own internet browser now, which is Google Chrome. I'm sure everybody knows about it. It's been out. And you can go to google.com. Sorry, I'm reading something on the screen here. Little off here. Hold on. Okay, but basically, go to google.com and you'll see right there, download Google Chrome. And it's all right there. And the interface, I would say, is pretty nice. It's really nice interface. It's got, if you have Vista, it's got, well, it's actually only available for Windows right now, so, but if you do have Windows Vista, then you could use the whole, what do you call, the Windows Aero theme, how it's see-through, the windows are see-through. It really does take advantage of that nice feature. So, it's, you know, Google Chrome. Go check it out, google.com/Chrome, google.com/Chrome, where you can download it. It's really nice, really fast. Like I said, I'm using it now. And, you know, Google, you gotta trust Google, you know what I mean? Google has their own, the search, the maps, the docs, Gmail. You're probably already using Gmail. You know, Gmail's pretty awesome. I use Gmail. I use just everything that Google has to offer, except the docs, because I don't really do too much of that stuff. But, yeah, google.com/Chrome. Go check that out. It's really cool. One other thing that I wanted to mention, is basically, I actually wanted to let people know about Yahoo Live. It's just like Ustream.tv. If you don't know about Yahoo Live, then it's basically Ustream.tv to record the live broadcast and all that. I'm using Ustream now, but I might switch over to the Yahoo Live, but I'm not sure yet. So if you guys want to also see me live while I'm doing these podcasts, come over to ustream.tv/channel/thetechchillspot, and you can also see me live. Get into the chat room, take advantage of that, you know, all the good stuff that the chat room has to offer. So come down there, ustream.tv/channel/thetechchillspot, so you can take advantage of that. One other thing that I wanted to kind of just get you familiar with is the whole theme of what I'm trying to deliver. It's pretty much the tech news and tech talk. I know this is kind of, this show is a little kind of scattered all over the place. It's because I was actually supposed to have some co-hosts with me, but I ended up, you know, having to go solo. Actually, probably gonna go solo for a few episodes, just because it's, I'm just starting. Like I said, this is the first episode, and those who are listening, thank you for listening and subscribing and all that. So I'm probably gonna end this a little shorter than normally here. I'm not sure how I'm doing on time right now, but I just wanted to get this first show out there to let people know this is the new tech podcast. I'm about 8 minutes in here. But, you know, this is basically what I'm trying to deliver. It's called Wired, as you know from the intro. My name is M7 King. I use an alias, an online alias name, is just because, you know, I'm not the one to really give out all the personal info, and so I'm not really that type of person to, you know, just let everybody know who, what everything is about me. So, you know, I'm just gonna go by the online alias M7 King. It's what you can refer to me by. You can call me King, whatever, anything you like. Who knows? Maybe in a future episode I'll start using my real name. I don't know, something like that. But I also wanted to give a shout out to the guys over at Mobility Today, the Mobility Today podcast. I always listen to their show, and they're great. They're actually who inspired me to do these kind of shows, these podcasts, tech related and stuff. They pretty much talk about the cell phones and the mobile world and stuff. It's really cool, you know. They really talk some good stuff about cell phones and, you know, just different types of devices. I actually wanted to give a point on the Apple iPhone. I know everybody's heard, basically, and its experience. It's not only the iPhone that I wanted to talk about. It's also the iPod Touch. Mainly the iPod Touch. That actually just brings me to a good point. The Apple iPhone and iPod Touch, you know, you install the 2.0 or 2.1 software, whatever, the update, and everything just goes to shit. Everything just goes, and I'm having so many problems with my iPod Touch. I'm sure people are too. I just wanted to address it. There's this nice app that I have. Let me just get to it on my iPod Touch. It's called Simple RSS. Basically, what that does is it gives you RSS feeds. Every time someone uploads a new video or new podcast of some sort, I get it onto my iPod Touch wirelessly. So Simple RSS, I click on it, and like everything else, it crashes. I mean, right now I'm not having the problem, but last night I was trying to listen to one of the... Actually trying to watch a tech show that I subscribe to on my RSS feed, but I couldn't do it. And the Mobility Today app was just messing up on me. I mean, I was about halfway through show 123, and it just stops. And I was like, oh my god, are you serious? You know, I like Mobility Today. You know, they have a nice show going there, and I hope they give an ear out to one of my shows. Maybe they'll listen to one of my shows, and, you know, that'd be really nice if they did. I hope you guys also subscribe to these podcasts. It will be available on iTunes, of course. You'll have the RSS and all that. So I hope I have really something good going here. Like I said, once a week. I'll try doing it next Saturday, because today is Saturday, September 6th, 2008. And, you know, hopefully I can steadily get these podcasts coming out. And I do apologize if I can't, because those who are on my Ustream know that I'm in my living room. It's got heavy traffic. People are always coming in and out. And, you know, I just need, obviously, a quiet surrounding. But, basically, that sums up today's show. It's a little short. Like I said, I want at least have a half hour worth of a show. But right now, with the exception of the first show, just sort of an introduction, you know, I'm going to cut it down short. So basically, thank you everybody for listening to this show. If you have listened to it, thank you. Please continue to keep listening. I would love to have the listeners listening to the podcast. It'd be really cool. You can go over to my website, where you can find this podcast directly. It's going to be wired.podomatic.com. That's my actual, you know, website there. So, and you know, there's also, you don't even have to do that. If this is already on iTunes, just, you know, download it right from iTunes, subscribe to the podcast. You'll get every episode that gets released first. And if you do hear the birds in the background, I apologize for that. I have birds, as if you can hear, they're there, and they almost never stop chirping. So if you continue to hear birds in the background for my future shows, just try to, you know, sound it out, or, you know, I wish I could just take those birds and throw them out the window, but I can't. So they're there. Sorry about that. Back to what I was saying. Basically, please download, subscribe to the podcast. That'd be really great. This is M7 King once again, and you've just been wired.